Honestly, I might just take the car. Hey, this is Chris Burns. Welcome to Dynamic Money. It's like reverse Oprah. You know, you get a car, you get a car. Well, we just found out that a new study shows the average cost of covering a family for healthcare between what employers pay, what employees pay, is about $20,000 per year. And then literally, it's like you buy a car and you buy a car, and holy cow, this isn't sustainable. And we all know that, but we're not actually here to fix that because we can't. But what we can do is say, in the midst of this pretty insane healthcare reality that we're living in, how do we make the best choices with the most flexibility to put you in the best possible place for moving forward towards your dreams? Because for a lot of us, that healthcare expense is one of our biggest monthly expenses. So we're going to dig into that in the show today. If you have questions about that as you're listening to the show, you can always go to dynamicmoney.com and ask anything, and we will get back to you. So either on the show or we'll email you back, but we want to start that conversation. So many of the segments we do come from people writing in. And I'll tell you what, something interesting. I get a lot of people that write angry things from across the spectrum, people that disagree for any number of reasons. But I really love that. I don't love it when people are just angry for no reason. But if somebody responds in a thoughtful way, if you ever listen to the show and you go, that just doesn't make sense, I disagree about this, I love that dialogue. I think one of the biggest things we are missing in our country right now is the ability to have discourse and the ability to sit and have conversations and still, you know, have a beer at the end and be friends, even if we disagree about something. And I think that is so critical to growing and developing as a people. And so I would just say, whether it's a question you have or a comment about, you know, something you think is great or something you think you don't agree with, come at us with it, because I want this to be a place where we can dialogue and engage in things that actually matter to your future. So again, you can do that on our website, dynamicmoney.com. I also want to give a pitch for our Give Back Week, which is coming up. So every year, we take 1 week, Thanksgiving week, and we say we're going to devote all of our updates this week. So every day on the radio, actually multiple radio stations in Atlanta, we have I do an update, a one-minute update that I write, that I love, that is basically talking about what happened in the world today, but what does that mean for you? But this week, we devote every day to a different nonprofit that is making impact in Georgia. And my favorite thing about it is that it gives a chance to get the word out about these nonprofits, because it's going out on multiple radio stations at their peak drive times. And so it's a chance to really get the word out. And so if you know of a nonprofit that is having impact, all you do is go to our website, dynamicmoney.com. On the About section at the top, you'll see a drop down that says Give Back Week 2019. You click on that, you can nominate a nonprofit. And if they are chosen, we'll pick not five of them. If they're chosen, they'll be featured on an update that's all about them. They'll be featured on the show, and we'll give them a $500 gift to help just hopefully boost the work they're doing. And so if you know of a nonprofit that needs to get the word out because they're having real impact and you're excited about it, please take a minute. Again, go to the website, nominate them, dynamicmoney.com, and we would love to hopefully help just spread the word. So that's what we're doing. Again, I know it's not the most exciting meeting of the year coming up, but you can make important decisions that will truly impact the way that you reach your dreams just by the box you check on your healthcare this year. So I hope you enjoy that. If you have questions, make sure to ask them and enjoy the show. Open enrollment, which has to be the most boring meeting of the year. I remember back when I worked for a larger company, that was just misery every year, because you walk in knowing a few things. First of all, you're not going to get good news. You're not going to walk into the open enrollment meeting and have them go, hey, guess what, everybody, 10% price break. Yes. Right, when was the last time that healthcare costs went down year over year, right? And then added on to that, if there's like a 401k change or anything like that, it's like, oh man, you know, maybe they're contributing less to your 401k or we're changing it and you got to pick new investments and you got to decide, am I going to do disability insurance and am I going to do, oh gosh, you know, accidental death and dismemberment along with my basic life insurance? And do I add my family in the life insurance plan? There are so many things we could talk about open enrollment. And by God, it's boring. I mean, holy cow, it's the most boring radio on earth to sit and talk about all the things in open enrollment. I will tell you, if you work with us as a client, we're going to dig into it because it matters. It really matters if you pick disability insurance. It really matters how you structure your life insurance. It really matters what investments you pick in your 401k. Okay, all that's critical, but probably the most important thing, which we all see the most of, and it impacts us every year, is healthcare. And a new study just came out. This was fascinating. This is by the Kaiser Family Foundation, that the average cost for a family plan, okay? Now, this is the cost not just that you pay. This is the cost that your company and you together pay if you have a joint plan through work, if you have a plan through your office. Just past $20,000 a year on average. Okay, $20,000 a year to cover your family for healthcare. And by the way, that's just the cost of your premiums. That's not the actual cost of if you have to go spend all that money and pay your deductible, et cetera, because of health issues. Just the premiums, $20,000 per year, which is pointed out in the articles written about it and the way the Kaiser Family Foundation talked about it. That's like the cost of an economy car. Every year. Now, employers cover about 70% of that, again, on average. Some employers cover a lot less, and you have to pay more out of pocket. Some employers cover a lot more, and you're not paying much. But regardless, it's just out of control. It's out of control. It's a 5% increase from last year, is what we're seeing, in the cost of healthcare. And every year, it's been an increase. And so you walk into this meeting, and you go, God, my pay probably hasn't gone up by that much. Wages have been somewhat stagnant. So if you're getting a 3% raise, that's decent. If your health insurance costs are going up individually by more like 7 or 8%, which is not abnormal, the math doesn't work. So of course you don't like that meeting. So let's get really practical because here's a shocker. We're not going to solve the healthcare issue. I promise you it's going to be a major discussion point in the election for 2020. I promise you that it will change over the next few years. And none of us know how it's going to change, but it's in flux in a major way right now. But what we have to do is sit and go, in the midst of all that, how do we prepare ourselves? And if you have a family or a significant other, how do you prepare your little family unit for whatever's coming? And specifically for this year, because we have no way of knowing in 2, 5, and 10 years what healthcare is going to look like, right? So we're going to first take a minute and just dig into healthcare. What do we do? If you're just joining us, you're listening to Dynamic Money. This is Chris Burns. If you missed the first part of the show, you can always go back to our website. It's dynamicmoney.com and hear that as well as all of our past shows. There are so many beautiful things for you to listen to. Again, it's dynamicmoney.com. We're talking about healthcare and open enrollment and what should you do? And I've become more convinced of this. I used to kind of waffle on this. Even if you listened to shows a year or two ago, I would have said, you know, it's really very dependent on your situation, and it still is somewhat, but here's what I meant by that. It is the complexity issue, okay? So usually, most people that work where you have the option, because you work in an office that provides healthcare, and obviously entrepreneurs, you're in a whole different boat, and I'm an entrepreneur, so I get that, okay? And entrepreneurs have a whole different set of things to figure out. But if you're someone who works for a company that offers healthcare, usually you have two options, and sometimes more, but usually two. It's a regular plan or a high deductible plan. Okay, and the regular plan is your classic. You walk in, you pay your $30 copay or $20 copay or whatever it is, and you get coverage, but your premiums every month are more expensive. Okay, you have a lower deductible, so major health issue comes along, you have less deductible to pay for it, but your premiums every month are a decent amount higher versus a high deductible health plan where you pay less every month. But then if you have to go and get actual coverage for something because of a major health issue, you're going to have a higher deductible that you have to pay out of pocket before the insurance kicks in. Now, what I've said in the past is this is somewhat about your comfort level, right? Because if high deductible plans are more complex just to practically deal with, because when you go into the doctor, you don't, it's hard with the insurance situation often to know exactly what you owe, and then you'll get bills in the mail and it's confusing. You got to keep up with more. And so I used to say, you know, it kind of makes sense that you might, some people just for the lack of a headache might want to stick with a regular plan. More and more, I'm convinced high deductible plans are kind of the way to go, at least for the vast majority of people. Okay, here's why. Because let's say that you're going to spend, there's two theoretical things going on here, okay? If you're going to spend the same amount no matter what, all right? Like if you have, if let's just say for ease of math here, that it's going to cost you $500 a month, and I'm just, again, randomly picking, $500 a month for you to set aside for healthcare. And you could pay that as your regular payment in a traditional plan, or you could pay $350 a month for a high deductible plan and have $150 left over, but you're going to take that $150 and still devote it to healthcare in some way, okay? So in this theoretical world, let's say that no matter what, you're going to spend $500 a month. You're always going to come out ahead in the high deductible plan. Here's why. Because if you take the high deductible plan, you qualify for what's called an HSA, a health savings account. And these are really remarkable because health savings accounts allow you to put money away and you get a tax break when you put the money away, and then it comes out tax-free when you use it for medical expenses. But unlike an FSA, a flex spending account, which is usually tied to a traditional health plan, an HSA is something that you can keep and roll over year to year and invest and use in the future if you don't need the money this year. So when I was a kid growing up, you might have had this experience. My dad was a very detailed person, and he would always max out his flex spending account, okay? And then at the end of the year, we'd have like $300 or $400 left in the account, and he'd go to like CVS and go on a shopping spree because, doggone it, we got to spend every dollar. Why? Because FSAs, you have that year to spend the money, and usually if you don't spend it that year, you lose it. So it's use it or lose it money. Whereas HSAs can roll from year to year and they're portable. So you could have money in an HSA and go to a new job and you still have that money in your HSA. It's still yours. You could keep that for years and years and years and have it invested and growing. And if you use it for a healthcare expense, it's tax-free. Okay, so going back to my scenario, again, ease of math here. You could pay $500 a month for the traditional plan, okay, or $350 a month for that high deductible plan, but take the other $150 and drop it in HSA, you get a tax write-off, and now you have that money sitting. If you need it this year, you have a higher deductible, right? You can use it to pay the higher deductible. But if a health issue doesn't come along, then now you have tax free money for healthcare growing and growing and growing year over year. You can put up to this in 2020, it's $3,550 for a single is the max you can contribute to an HSA, or $7,100 for a family. And that's not including what employers often will contribute, because they kind of want you to do an HSA too, because it's cheaper for them. So if you pick an HSA, often your employer will contribute money into your HSA as a perk, plus you can put money into it. So now you have the money sitting there if you have a health issue come up to pay that higher deductible. But if you don't have a health issue come up, it's now there for you to use whenever you need it in the future. And at some point, you will need it, right? So from a mathematical perspective, just from pure math, that high deductible plan, as long as you have the discipline, and we'll talk about this later, the discipline to say, no matter what, I'm going to set aside this money. So if it was going to be a $500 a month payment for the regular plan, it's only $350, I'm going to take that other $150 and put it in the HSA, plus I'm maybe going to get some funds from my employer into my HSA, then you're going to come out better mathematically. That's scenario one. Scenario two is you go, I don't have enough money to pay for the traditional plan. Like I can't afford the $500 a month. But I can afford the $350, okay? most Americans live paycheck to paycheck. So if you're someone that says, I don't have enough money to pay for the traditional plan, but I can pay for the HSA, even that is still better, right? Because at least then you still have coverage, you can afford it, and just put whatever you can into the HSA. It's not ideal. Ideally, you'd be putting as much into the HSA so that you have that deductible covered if you have a family issue. But at least with this, it's cheaper. You still have good coverage if something comes along. You have more flexibility than you would have otherwise. Because with a traditional plan, you're going to pay that extra money in premiums. And if you never need it, if you don't have major health issues, guess what happens to the extra money? It just goes to the insurance company. So if you can retain more of that money yourself and use the HSA for yourself, that is a really good strategy. So I'm just going to encourage you, if you've never done a high deductible plan before, this is the year in open enrollment that you should really examine that. And if you're someone that sits and every year you get that open enrollment packet and it's just like, oh my word, overwhelming. You've got to pick 18 different things. At some point you stop even reading it. You just kind of check, 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 and you're out. Those benefits matter. Those benefits are usually a lot of money that's being contributed by your company, often for you, if it's a decent company. And what you pick will actually impact you if something were to come up. So it matters. So if you need help looking through that, or you go, you know what, I've never really spent time looking at how I'm picking health insurance, how I'm invested in my 401k, the other benefits, the optional benefits that they offer, whether I should take them or not. Should I take that optional cancer policy that they're offering me, the accidental death and dismemberment policy, or should I not take them? How should I do this? I've never really thought about it. Then that's a perfect time to come and sit down with a financial planner. That's what we do. That's what my company does. We sit and we look at all of the aspects of your financial world and say, how does all of this work together to, again, what we talked about at the beginning of the show, to point you towards actual movement, steps forward towards your dreams. And so much of that is strategic. It's looking at the options you have and saying, what's the most strategic choice here? Again, going back to the health insurance, picking that high deductible plan might save you money this year. And if you don't have any major health issues this year, then that money growing and accruing and gaining interest and becoming more and more could truly be transformative 3 years from now when you have a major health issue. Because now you have all these tax-free dollars that are there to help cover that. So it's creating flexibility. The choices you make matter. So if you're someone that says, I have never really dug into this, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I would love to be intentional about these choices because I want to make sure that not only am I doing the best I can this year, but also in years to come, because this is a massive, massive expense for most of us. It's one of the biggest expenses we pay every month is for health insurance. Excuse me. Then I would really encourage you, come in, sit down. Let's look at your benefit options. Let's talk through what that looks like and what it means as a part of the bigger plan that you have for reaching these desires and dreams you have for the future. If you want that kind of intentional planning, just go to my website. It's dynamicmoney.com. You can sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, or with a member of my team to talk through. We'll explain exactly what we do, how we do planning, how we price it, everything about it, so that you can have every possible question answered, but then so we can answer your questions and say, what would it look like for you to feel confidence in your choices and to make choices that will benefit you the most this year, but also down the road to give you the most flexibility possible? If you want to do that, again, dynamicmoney.com. We would love to sit down with you.